Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What's going on, real ass dude and dudettes? It's your boy Louis J. Gomez. I'm actually here in Birmingham, England. Just got done doing some shows in London. Shout out to all the people that came out to the shows. I'm recording this intro to the show because I'm very, very annoyed. And I just wanted to explain before you watch the show what happened. We did this great, incredible show at the Creek and Cave. Real Ass Podcast presents the Real Ass Talent Night, which we're going to continue to do. And special guest Tony Hinchcliffe. Did it. It was so much fun. We had all these people come up and do their dumb talent, and we trashed them and roasted them. And it's a great night and a really, really fun show. So what I find out after the show is that half of the video isn't even recorded. I guess the guy's camera went off or his phone went off or whatever it is, which is very, very annoying. But I knew that as I left. And then I found out when Shannon went through the footage and went through everything that he also cut off the actual end of the show, even the audio. So we didn't even catch the winner of the talent show. We started doing the audience applause at the end, and it cuts it off. So I'm going to come back up at the end and let you know who the winner is. But it just is what it is. It sucks. I'm throwing the Creek and Cave directly under the bus. It wasn't my team. It was the producer there that just fucking honestly didn't know what he was doing. And it's infuriating. And I do apologize to you guys. I know we have as many problems as we have already. I know it can be very frustrating and annoying. And I want you guys to know that I'm really, really sorry. And I just want to record this little intro to sort of explain what happened here with both the video and the audio. It is a great night. It is a fun show. So I think you guys are going to love the show. The show is absolutely hilarious and it's a great time. But at the same time, I wanted to just explain this. So this is the Real Ass Talent Show in Austin, Texas, from the Creaking Cave, who do not know how to produce podcasts, featuring myself, Zach Amico, Colin Turrell, and the great Tony Hinchcliffe. I'll be back on right at the end to let you know who the winner of the talent night is, and he won some money, and yeah, that's that. So yeah, enjoy Real Ass Talent Night.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Randall Spank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hell yes!
So little faith that the Creaking Cave was going to be. I'm going to introduce our fucking guests. Ladies and gentlemen, Devon Eleven. On the end, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico's in the house. And my Irish brother from another mother, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Colin Turrell's here. We are not happy. As artists, we're not happy. As performers, we're not happy. If it was up to the
co-hosts,
this wasn't even going to be fucking taped. Who knows what was going to happen? It's a goddamn nightmare. Okay? I, by the way, 50-50 shot, this is not being recorded right now. The sound guy, he's the nicest guy I've ever met in my entire life, but he's a goddamn drug addict. I mean, if you talk to him for a minute, he can't make any eye contact, he smells like fucking weed, he's nervous as hell. Dude, is this recording?
I don't see a red light anywhere, by the way.
It's recording, it's good.
We're good, man?
No, it's not recording. If any of the ladies want to get their tits out, it's not on camera. Just so you got my word. I promise you.
Look, we have an incredible show planned today. It is another edition of the Real Ass Talent Show, Kill Tony edition, which I'm excited about.
Hey, it's pretty incredible. Hell yeah.
We're going to get high up here. We're going to talk some shit. We're in Austin, Texas again. The week after Eight Talent. Why would Rebecca Trent convince me to calm down the week after all of my more talented friends were dressed the other? I mean, what is the point of this? I wouldn't be here if I were you.
Try being part of the less talented group of less talented people who are opening for you for the weekend.
Yeah, this hurts a lot. I'm not gonna lie, it's humbling.
There is 38 people in this room right now.
It is pretty unbelievable.
It is a goddamn nightmare.
I just want to let you know, Lewis, today I want to thank you, because this is a good break from all the sold-out shows that I've been doing for months. It turns out somehow you're more canceled than I am.
It's humbling, right?
It really is.
Does it bring you back to the belly room? The beginning days?
Really, seriously. I mean, I retweeted this today, too. I can't believe it. I think the website must be down or something. Doesn't even make any sense.
Well, there's a lot going on. So last week was Moon Tower, so there was a million comedians in town, okay? And then apparently this weekend, which I did not realize until I got to my hotel 40 minutes away from here, there's a huge music festival that's in town, so I couldn't get a hotel. So they put me in a hotel. I'm literally staying 40 minutes from here.
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
And then Zach...
That doesn't make any sense at all.
Zach and Colin are staying 3 blocks from here, but they show up and they found out that they were sharing a room. And if you want to watch...
If you want to know terror, do drugs with me and watch me try to fall asleep at 3 in the morning.
Dude, Colin was having none of it. Colin's like, I'm going to share a room with Zach. I'm going to share a room with Zach. I'll get in the other room. Look at the crowd, Colin. We can't afford our own rooms.
In fairness, I said to Lewis, I go, I'd rather sleep on the street. And I go, you can give me one of Jack's t-shirts and I'll make a tent. I meant to say Zach, but I said Jack.
If you had stuck the landing on the name of the person sitting next to you.
I just thought it was one of those like European things, like, do they say their Z's like J's?
So
I ignored it. I heard him say it. I was like, oh, that's his culture. I like that.
Well, no wonder that joke got Jiro.
Hey, I'm thirsty. Can I get a Jima? A Jima. Right. It's a Zima joke. All right. Sir, can you at least uncross your fucking arms and relax, okay?
He's got crossed arms, mask around his chin. Look at this fucking guy.
Holy shit, sir. What type of attitude do you have, Randy? He's not a fan of the podcast. This guy's a fan of the podcast, yeah. And he brought his kitchen friend.
You got your mask around your neck.
Here, you give a shit.
Oh, nice.
That's how lazy Mexicans are.
Are you Mexican or one of the two types of Indian? Aiken.
Is that a stereotype? Mexicans are lazy now?
Yeah, that's a stereotype.
Wow, that's crazy.
Oh, you know what? I guess they do work really hard, but that is truly a stereotype. It's weird, right? The hardest working people I've ever met in my entire life, but goddamn it, I love calling them lazy right to their faces.
That must be like a New York thing, because, Mexicans work. Here, the blacks are the lazy ones, you know?
No. Tony. Everywhere the blacks are the lazy ones.
There any here?
Nope, here. The one black guy.
Oh, there he is. All right, just kidding. Hard working American.
I saw him, yeah, he smiled.
Look, we have a lot to talk about today's show. I did not know what the ACL festival was. That's Austin City Limits, right?
Yeah.
What? What are you doing? Oh shit, this waitress wants to fuck me. Are you gonna say this? Listen, lady, I don't even know. We just met, but yes, if you're trying to get down, that's
party. And that means back in comedy, everybody.
Is this whiskey? I can't drink whiskey. Whoever got me this whiskey, I will puke all over the place. I was sick last weekend. Oh.
Dude. It smells like his last set.
No. No. Jack, here. No, I'm not drinking whiskey now.
I started drinking vodka already.
sugar-free Red Bull and vodka. There you go. Drink some whiskey, Colin. You're good. There we go.
Yeah.
I appreciate whoever bought me that. I can't. It'll make me sick. I puked all over the place last weekend. But this, here's what's great about this ACL festival, okay? Because I had no idea what was going on. But then me and Colin went over to get barbecue earlier today, and it's all hot children. Like, it's just young, hot.
Yeah, it's Miley Cyrus, I do believe, performing.
A lot of it. Who else was it? Machine Gun Kelly?
Machine Gun Kelly.
George Strait. George Strait?
Yeah.
Zach Gay.
It's like watching a monkey learn sign language every week. Lewis made joke joke.
This show fucking rules. I don't care what anyone says. The 68 seats or so that we didn't sell that we could have sold, it's their fucking loss. Imagine that. So.
Yeah, it turns out you and Miley Cyrus have a huge crossover.
No, but we did. We were walking through the streets, and we noticed how many hot children. Colin, stop leaving me hanging here. You were also commenting on all the hot young children.
I was just saying, all I said was, in my country, we'd wipe that up. I didn't say I was on a duet. I just said, oh, back home, yeah, that would be mine. Yeah, absolutely.
It was,
yeah.
They can all come out to the music festivals now that R. Kelly's in jail.
I was actually excited. I would go to see a music festival now. That'd be fun, dude. Go see Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, she's playing too, dude. That's my favorite type of music right now.
I'm a slut.
Yeah. Just female rappers that proclaim they love cock.
Yeah.
It is like, well, that's a whole genre of music right now. It's whore rap.
Horse.
It's one of my favorite things in the world.
The rhyming horse.
Yeah. How many words can you rhyme with cock? All of them.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
No, but they don't even rhyme words with cock. Cock is the word they repeat, and it's always just big cock, small cock, yellow cock, black cock. That's not rhyming. You're just saying cock all the time. You're not rhyming it.
Yellow cock.
Like, what's the matter? I'm a whore. Wait, who cares? What do you get bogged down in the details for? I'm a slut.
Yeah, listen. I'm very excited. Here's what I'm excited about today's show, okay? Because we've done the Real Ass Talent show many times in the past, okay? But because we have Tony here today, I wanted to do it a little bit different. I wanted to do it, in Kill Tony style. So Tony, when we bring these people up here, I want you to be in an interview section with them. Well, we want to get to know these people.
But they do the talent first?
Well, we should. I think, what did we do before? We talk to them first and then they do the talent. Well, we'll do it Kill Tony style.
How do you do it?
We're going to do a Kill Tony style. Usually we talk to them for like a
minute. But if we did a Kill Tony style, then they would do the talent first, and then we...
That's what we're going to do.
Okay.
And that's what we're going to do, okay? And we've had six people sign up for this. And I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to blow your fucking minds. The winner of today's talent show, and it's not even going to be... We are going to lead the audience. We're not judging anybody. You guys are the fucking judge, jury, and execution. You're going to decide who the winner of the talent show is. The winner of the talent show is going to receive $100.
What? Two fucking hotels for that kind of money.
Can you fucking believe what we're doing here today? $100. Now, I know I said it was supposed to be $250. I advertised it for months on the Real Ass Podcast, but you didn't show up. So we're going to go with $100, which I think is still a larger percentage than we have in the audience. So here's the... We're going to get into this. Let's get our... Anything got the plug? Let's get it out of the way now. Anybody? Let's just fucking move on to the Real Ass Talent Show. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the Real Ass Talent Show?
All right, guys, our first contestant coming up to the stage. His talent is playing hide and seek, Brian Laundrie.
How cool would that be if we actually have him as a guest?
That'd be pretty. He is a real ass dude.
Can you imagine the text for Rebecca? Did you have the guy that killed that woman on the show?
Yeah, but
you're gonna have to be more specific.
It wasn't recorded, so don't worry about it.
Dude, I'm just waiting for like a chubby blonde chick to fuck with me so I can call her Gabby Potatoes right to her face. It's just the only thing I want. I'm just waiting for it. Come on, right there. Come on, fat white chicks. Come at me, I'll fucking Gabby Potato.
All right, guys, right now, go to podcastmerch.com and check out our incredible line of amazing merch. Brand new limited edition Skank Vest merch, Real Ass Podcast merch, Legion of Skanks merch, and more. Go there right now and click around and check out our amazing lineup of brand new products. Also, remember, there's the limited edition Skank Vest yearbook only available for Skank Vest ticket holders. So grab that if you have your Skank Vest tickets and pick it up right at Skank Vest. Podcastmerch.com. Okay, where were we?
Listen, we have a plethora of talented people here right now. And should we just go down in order? Maybe we'll try to get to all of them. This guy's pretty good.
Well, don't put any talents back to back.
No, I won't put them back. I've got this. All right? I've done this before.
I think maybe you should go reverse instead of the first. Then you fire it backwards.
All right, I'll go with the first. The first guy's got to go, okay? It's an honor of you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring up your first contestant to the stage. He goes by the name, You're Gay. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for You're Gay.
There you go. I don't think that's the entrance, but...
Should he just do his talent and then we should see if they even figure out what it is? I don't think they see what his talent is.
Well, I don't know if you see his fucking shirt, Lewis, but.
You have about a minute or so to show us your talent.
I guess I just made a t-shirt. I guess to give context on it, I went to four.
What the fuck? That's not your talent. Dude, just do your talent. You have a talent that you work down here. That one
is passionate.
Mumbling through an explanation for your show was not your talent.
Alright, so the talent was an Asian impersonation.
Well, are you gonna fucking do it? Huh? I need Uncle Tony to show you the way. Alright, go ahead with your thing.
These people don't have your back, Tony.
Was that it? Like, where the shirt was, or the impression?
Listen, I mean this. If you don't do an Asian impression, I'm gonna have this crap beat the shit out of you. Yeah. This isn't like any other comedy shows where they're not violent animals, but they were waiting to attack you. So you have to go now. Asian impression.
You have someone
that you
go, oh, you go, ooh.
It's
easy. I'll grab your eyes.
That's how sad the universe is.
That was, I appreciated the effort. Look, you came in a costume, which is great. But I feel like you didn't really nail the talent part. I feel like everyone up here can do a better Asian impression.
So we're going to have you all try one by one.
Everybody but me, by the way. For anybody watching the podcast, like, maybe you're just listening to it. Everyone but Tony Hinchcliffe.
Look, now everyone do a black person. Yo, what up?
Okie dokie.
What's going on? I don't want to go to school.
Let me ask ask you this, you're gay. Did you wear that shirt knowing that I was gonna be here, or are people, is Pang Dang just in pop culture now? Like, you knew that I was the guest?
Yes.
And so you did it, like, for me to see it and be like, hey, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
You did it to hurt him.
Yeah, it seems like it's pro-Pang. Are you pro-Pang?
Pro.
It's the thing that you grew up with.
Dude, I got my propane tank for you.
I'm talking about propane and propane-related accessories.
I guess I'm more of a real-ass podcast fan.
Wow, hell yeah, dude. I kept it real-ass. I do appreciate that. What's your real name, dude? Is it really your gay? I'm cool with that name.
He doesn't want to get fired from whatever job he has right now.
You can't get fired from landscaping.
What is it? What do you do for work? Instead of giving us your name, just give us a ballpark of what you do for work. Don't lie.
You worked in a ballpark.
Grocery store.
Really?
I actually signed something to where
I steal sandwiches and give them to the people.
What?
I actually signed something to where I can't make, I can't...
You can't do Asian impressions.
I can't do explicit videos. Anything at all. I will get fired.
From your grocery store job?
Yes, it's
that's for like OnlyFans though, not this.
You signed a fucking NDA for HEB? This shit's crazy. Why can't you make videos if you work at a grocery store?
I guess with all the crazy videos coming out now, I can't really do anything like that.
So what would you, if your bosses at your grocery store saw an immigrant giving you chink eyes on a live podcast while the whole crowd of people does their best Asian impression, do you think that would get you in trouble?
I think it would get me in trouble.
I want this video to go viral.
What's an interesting fact about you? You're gay. That's the name he signed up as.
My uncle's a drug lord. Jail right now.
Do you always slap your chest with a microphone like when you do other things like karaoke and whatnot?
I actually went yesterday to karaoke to practice getting on stage, but everybody was good at singing, so I did not go up.
That's insane.
But you didn't do it.
Did he do turning Japanese?
It's his first time. No. Did you notice what he was doing? Well, anything he said earlier, every time he would answer, well, my favorite color is blue. Well, I actually can't talk about it. This is a weird how I've never
seen. He's one of our fans. He's stopping himself from going.
It's a one third of his pile. That's what's going on. So your uncle's a drug lord?
Yes.
What type of drugs? Cocaine?
I'm not too sure, but I knew that when he got locked up. But I didn't.
Hey, could you do me a favor? Can you cover the microphone more with the top of your hand so we can't hear you speak into it?
Really bad mic technique for a grocery store employee.
Yeah, this is my first time going out. Yeah, so.
Imagine you're changing the price on something right now, okay? Price on peanut butter, aisle 4. You're gay. Listen to me. You're in first place technically right now because you did it. You got up there. You did your Asian impression. I feel like almost anybody can do a better Asian impression.
Yeah. Are you good at anything? Do you have any real actual talents? I get it now. Asian impression, and you wore the shirt.
I made the shirt. I designed the shirt. It's
okay.
That's about it.
Okay.
So you are gay.
Like, you're more Asian than the shirt.
what's your actual biggest talent? That's a great question.
There's nothing really significant, I guess.
Imagine somebody said, "What's your talent?" and you said, "There's nothing."
Nothing.
I would literally fucking kill myself.
While he's on stage at a talent show, not only like just being caught off guard, he's on stage at a talent show. We're like, "What's your talent?" He goes, "Not really, nothing."
You need to have more fucking confidence, you gay.
I just got the balls to come up here. That's about it.
You know what? And that's all that really matters. Let's keep this thing moving.
Alright, thank you, you're gay. Thank you, good night. Thank you. Pull down.
If that statement got edited out, that wouldn't be the worst thing for me. I'm kidding, I'm never gonna work on anything mainstream ever again, anyway. It's alright, we're gonna have to. All these are just jokes.
All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. Yo Kratom is an incredible company that really supports everything. They're the marquee sponsors for Skankfest and my entire fight camp. They are in the gas digital business. And if you guys are over the age of 21 years old and you guys are in the market for Kratom, make sure you purchase it from YoKratom.com. They're home of the $60 kilo. This is wholesale prices. Get it delivered right to your door. No more making a weird trip to the gas station or your local smoke shop. If you're in the market for Kratom, this is the company you got to buy it from. It's YoKratom.com. Okay, where were we?
Let's go with, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring up your next performer, your next talented person from the audience. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for I'm Gay.
Front row of one of the stand-up shows.
I'm Gay. Wait a minute, have you been to the Ross Hallen show before?
Yes, I have.
Where was it? Is it Houston?
Oh, yes.
Wow, dude, you're a traveling real-ass talent guy.
Fucking right, dude. Hold on, let me adjust this. I always wanted to...
What's up with your fans and not knowing how to fucking touch a microphone? Has people ever been out in public before?
You look like you should be a giant, but you're not.
I wear a size 7 5/8 hat, and none of us.
I remember. Listen. This guy's so short that I felt bad for trashing him for being short last time.
He didn't feel bad for me.
I trashed him still, of course, but I felt bad as I was doing it. I was looking at him. I was like, damn, dude, this probably hurts. Anyway, little tiny man, let me tell you something.
There was something else that I did.
I remember you did talent last time. You didn't win. The guy won the backflip.
Yeah, one. The fucking gay little short dude. Fucking
short. The other gay little short dude.
Yeah, the fucking gay little. But there was something else that I did. I was sitting right there.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the guy that tried to take his dick out during. On the record, you tried.
It was very small. And inside my pants, no one actually saw it. So.
Yeah, it was a goddamn. I mean, you would imagine his dick's not going to be big. There's no part of him that's big.
Yeah. If the carpet matches the drapes, it's going to be tiny with a lot of cubes on the balls.
Let's get to your talent here. This is a pretty impressive one. It's always feats of strength. You're
more like inches of strength. Is he even tall enough to be on this ride right now that he's on?
We have a lost child, isn't
it? Look at this. It's like Stone Cold's fucking toddler.
You're just taller than me, dickhead, with your fucking hat on. So stop with the fucking...
What in the world am I being talked about?
No, I'm not.
Stage in front of a bunch of fucking people that do something retarded, so...
What if he did retarded?
I don't know what's going on, but he looks like he should have his voice, and he looks like he should have his voice. You guys do voiceovers for each other? You have a red fucking beard, dude.
Alright, so I'm Gay. Let's see this talent, and we'll talk to you a little bit more afterwards. I hope you're going to clean your ears on stage. Is that what you're doing? And then wipe it on your pants. Did anyone just watch what happened there? It's fine that it just happened, but each one you went, yig, 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 and then you went, yig, like that.
I didn't wipe it on my pants.
You wiped it on your pants, dude.
I wiped it on my knife.
Yeah. Your knife. Was that a threat, dude? I will take your knife and rip you with it.
What is it, a fucking butter knife? Faggot. I don't think he likes me very much.
All right, okay.
Tony's been waiting so long to make fun of a short, bald guy, he has to be on stage with the whole time.
Let's see.
Okay, so then I'm going to try to do a handstand, and then while doing a handstand, do a push-up and not fall over.
A handstand push-up. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. So I'm Gay. Do a handstand push-up. Let's
I want to see this very terribly. Don't fall into the front row.
The guy's just moving back. He's leaving his girlfriend to just have a fucking.
Don't worry, Zach will leap up and catch you.
I'm gonna be your safety man.
Oh shit. Hey! I thought you could do that. I think anybody who says they can do that can do that.
But the thing is, you're so small, it's more like, you know, like a cue ball rolling over.
Yeah, also, if I weighed 108 pounds, I could also do that.
170.
No, you weren't 170.
Oh, really? Take off your shirt. Let's fucking see what's underneath there.
Tony, get up there and slay his ass.
Show him what that looks like. Tony, show.
Come on, Tony.
Yeah. I love your style. How old are you?
45.
Oh, my God. Every answer is sadder than the previous.
What does your tattoo on your chest say?
Which one?
The one that says Lex. Well, the one that's words.
It says Lex Talionis.
What does that mean, Lex Talionis?
Talentless for the law of retribution. Lex Talentless.
The talentless one in French. Les Talentless. Wait, what does it mean?
Lex Talionis means the law of retribution.
The law of retribution.
All right, well, now I'm scared.
What's that? What?
This guy's going to shoot us all up.
Yeah, did someone tattoo that on you after you did something to their daughter?
I used to be a cop. And...
But he's a piglet.
You used to be a cop. How long were you a cop for?
5 years.
5 years?
Yes.
Wow. What happened?
I quit.
What?
Was it today and you shaved your head?
No. I did shave my head today, but I didn't quit.
Did you shave your head today because someone found your laptop?
No. If it would have been all this guy's weight on George Floyd's neck, he'd still be alive.
I know, yeah.
George
Floyd would have been like, you know what, I could be pretty good.
And he would have came back the next day and gave him another $20.
Black guy's life, pretty much good.
You know what? Everything's cool, man. I can breathe pretty good.
Oh, no, to the left.
Eric Garner would have worn you like a towel in the summer.
Yeah. Something almost just like that actually happened in real life, and I got fucked up.
What happened?
Some lady decided to stab her fucking daughter with a kitchen knife during Thanksgiving, and I jumped on her back, and she ran around with me fucking flapping.
What was the reason that you quit? What was the final thing that made you not want to be a cop anymore?
Well, I was making $32,000 a year with $5,000 fucking half of his pay, and it was fucking South Louisiana. So
Carl's like, what? That's a lot. That's a crazy amount of money.
Did you get your own bedroom?
Did they make your shower bedroom with your partner today?
Did you have to share a bedroom with your morbidly obese friend?
You guys do look like you're like an old-timey cop couple. I don't make cops bad anymore. But in the 50s, you guys would be in the same squad car. So what was the reason? You just weren't making enough money?
Yeah, it was fucking dog shit. So I went to the oil field and made a whole bunch more money there.
You went to the oil field? What did you do? Blackface?
No.
That's what happened, right?
Welcome back to the force.
What were you doing in the oil field?
Somebody climbed up a tall tower. We couldn't get to him in case they had a heart attack.
Is it a visceral code?
No.
Oh, we got another one up a tower.
No. If they had a stroke or a heart attack, we need to set up a rope system to be able to evacuate them off that point in time. So that was me. I set up the rope system.
So you had an expertise in tying nooses.
I can, yeah, pretty much. I've never tied a noose, but I know how to do it.
He's like, so if you take a burning cross, you put it right there.
That's not part of the process.
Okay. Yes. Just making sure. So now you're making fucking mad money as an oil.
No, I'm out of that now.
No, now what do you do?
Yeah, I work security.
You work security. So now you are a rent-a-cop.
Basically. Are you half off? No. I make $350 a day to sit and stare at a fucking electrical substation.
An electrical substation? Is that child porn?
No, that's legit. That's the name of it.
Do you have to wear a hard hat for that?
No. I know you want to be.
Dude, listen, I'm sorry, I'm not hating on you, dude. I bet you're actually kind of tough because you can do a fucking upside down push up. That was pretty impressive. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
All right, dude. But if you were the security guard that was in charge of me getting between anything, I would fucking walk right through. I'm giving you shit, but you're not talentless.
Thank God.
You're not. So far, Ivan is the most talented person that's been up here.
That's
no doubt about it. You know what the craziest thing about this to me is, Ivan, is that you could have done this at Kill Tony, even if you would have flailed out after a couple jokes in 40 seconds, and then during the interview part, if I asked you if you had a talent, you did the freestyle rap, that shit would have destroyed. And now, you accidentally tonight did it in front of me here in front of 24 people. So it's gonna be super late when you show up on a Monday and you sign up and I pull you out and I've heard your jokes and I already know the pre-written rap. And there's gonna be 350 people there on a Monday, sold out, and then the hundreds and hundreds of thousands that'll watch it afterwards. And the whole time I'm just gonna be like, go back and watch this clip of him doing it backwards and wrong at the fucking
Well, that's what I was looking forward to, the interview on your show. I think I've
got... I love it, dude.
What the fuck am I, chopped liver? Go fuck yourself. Be happy you're here. Do you remember the $100 tonight?
I hope so. Well, you said it was $350. I'm going to try to barter.
I said it was $250, you piece of shit.
$350, $250, same shit.
I love his rap. He's like Suge Knight Shyamalan. You're ready for show business, though, dude. You're ready. You went to Kohl's today, got that fucking outfit. Real jean shorts like nobody wears.
I wear these literally every day.
How old are you?
31.
31. See, ooh, it's good as you look like you can be younger still.
I know, dude.
You still got time, dude.
I got gray jeans.
Yes,
I actually.
He got it.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, one more time for the great Ivan Ooze. I could just tell it was pre-written.
Austin with Blossom.
I could just tell it wasn't. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I mean, you could tell.
Also, do like
because it wasn't about us, and the things happening in the room right now.
Who would have freaked out
about
us?
I'm in the room right now.
I was waiting for him to make a joke about one of us, and he's talking about a fucking bat Wu-Tang. I was like, what?
Wu-Tang?
Don't tell him.
Wu-Tang. Yeah. Wu-Tang. That was Wu-Tang. You never know Wu-Tang. Maybe I'm dumb. Alright, let's go. You want to go with that guy? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the great George Miller. George Miller! Come on! George, let's see. George, if you could bring me those Reese's Pieces back there.
Oh, we already have our jean shorts guy for the talent show. So, oh, hey, what's up, man?
More jokes.
No, there's no Reese's.
It's all right, dude. Talk into the microphone.
No Reese's peanut butter cups.
There's Reese's Pieces back there. Don't tell me, George. I know for a fact there's Reese's Pieces back there.
Who is this?
I've been looking at him the whole fucking night.
Is this Little Jay Oakerson over here? What's that?
Okay, so what's going on, George? Your talent is very unique. Are you a good artist?
I used to draw caricatures for birthday parties.
For birthday parties, so people would hire you to come to their birthday party.
What's that accent?
Pennsylvania, Philadelphia.
Yes, that's a retarded accent, Tony. That's not a Philadelphia accent. So you can draw. So you can, how quickly are you at drawing caricatures? Caricatures.
2 minutes.
Caricatures.
Can you draw a crowd and teach Lewis how to?
This is for you. So you're going to draw Tony Hinchcliffe?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure. Hell yeah. Do it. Absolutely.
All right, let's see.
Can I take a seat here? 2 minutes.
No, you're
just... How long does it take?
2 minutes.
45 minutes. 2 minutes.
Two minutes.
All right. Can we give a dark marker? Do we have like a Sharpie?
No, I want this pen.
You want that?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, dude. All right. He knows what he wants. Why do you need your phone?
It's a duo. 1 minute and 50 second time.
What the hell?
He's timing himself?
All right, I guess.
Who the fuck has a 1 minute 50 second timer? What app is that?
He really is trying to make this more dramatic. He's like, I'm gonna do it.
It's more dramatic.
If this guy hands back a smiley face, there's nothing wins the $100.
When he was practicing, it got to like 2 minutes and 1 second, and he was like, fuck.
Oh, by the way, he's been up there for a minute and a half setting the timer.
Yeah, what the fuck's going on, dude?
Set the timer and draw the fucking picture.
You can sit there and listen.
Whatever you want to do. Whatever I want to do.
Well, geez, you don't have to keep saying it like that. Like, we're just going to start sucking our cocks or something. Whatever I want to do. I can do whatever I want to do.
This is a strange guy. I like him. He's making us uncomfortable. Like, at first I was okay with it.
He hasn't started the clock.
He hasn't started. He's 3 minutes in.
When you find out that they never recorded this, you can just use this image to play on the YouTube video the whole time.
Hey, Tony, does he look more like Jay now that he's on a stool?
What, you're just staring into my soul. You're not drawing. Are you drawing with your mind or something?
Stop!
Oh, yeah.
Start! What are you talking about? We've been saying start for 3 fucking minutes.
The whole time.
Dude.
Oh, wow, he's really focused.
Dude, if you just write the word faggot, it'll be hilarious.
Oh, my God, I would love that.
Fuck Tony.
Do I get this when you're done with it?
It's the most beautiful font of fuck Tony.
I like how he's like drawing it like it's real art. This guy was working at a fucking...
Can you talk while you're doing this? What are you doing right now?
No.
He barely talked. He's standing there.
We don't have a microphone.
Can you talk? Well,
what are you doing right now? Drawing.
Oh, man. Jesus.
Let me see. I'm gonna give you my...
Look up again, actually, motherfucker. He's
smiling. Whoa. He said, smile for me, big boy.
Wait, Will, you want me to smile?
Yeah.
There you go.
You like rollerblading, Tony?
Yeah, so much. Love rollerblading.
Put you on some rollerblades.
This is good so far, but it's like, it's first of all, this is going to take you more than 1 minute and 50 seconds.
Am I in the background?
No, you're not in the background.
Why am I posted? So that looked good.
You should have given yourself the 3 minutes that I told you to give yourself, because I see where you're going with this. This is not bad.
You might catch up quick. He has 30 seconds left.
Oh, shit.
Alright, he definitely will not catch up quick.
The huge teeth are hilarious.
Of course. I do. I have big teeth. That's how caricature of me would should. There should definitely be big teeth. They're small teeth.
Yeah, you fucked up.
The small teeth.
Let's see, you have 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pet down. Pet down, sir.
Pet down.
The great Tony Hinchcliffe.
Let me see. There we go. Just the Joker, basically.
1954 original Joker.
Thank you.
We're going to talk to you soon for a minute.
Oh, gosh. Not bad.
It's not bad. It's cool. If he had more time, he set the time limit. We didn't tell him to do it in 2 minutes.
I can do it in 1 minute and 50 seconds. I am from Philadelphia.
Has he been practicing for that time at home? I haven't done a caricature in about 12 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Why? What happened? What happened?
We ate this piece of chocolate, and it didn't even fucking idea, man.
Oh, so you got all fucked up on some edibles?
The last time I did a caricature of the guy I ran over by a bus. I didn't have the confidence to do it again. Tell me you freed me.
This is pretty good. So what do you have, like an art background or something?
Yeah, I have a bachelor's degree in commercial arts.
Commercial arts? You have a college degree?
I'm a tattoo artist. I tattoo now.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, you're using your degree for anything. Jesus Christ, sir.
I made signs for 5 restroom fucking signs with Braille for 5 years.
That has nothing to do with your degree, sir.
Other than
like, one time I asked for change outside of a Stop and Shop. So.
Other than using a computer, that's about it.
Hell yeah, dude.
You got a shop here in Austin?
No, I work.
Why would you?
Where's your tattoo shop?
North Austin.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, your tattoo shop?
How far north?
Yeah.
How far north? Pflugerville? Pflugerville? Listen to me, you son of a bitch. How far north is your shop?
Yeah, the border of Austin and Cedar Park, about 20 minutes.
Right. That's not bad. I'm gonna take. Can we tattoo me this weekend if I come get a tattoo by you?
Oh fuck yeah, man! I'm off all day Sunday. Come on.
Well, Sunday I have to leave. It's an afternoon.
You
want to
come Saturday night?
Tomorrow or Saturday, maybe. But you have to pay me to do the tattoo. I will. You pay me. I'll post on my Instagram. I'll be like, dude, this guy's the fucking best. The bomb diggity. $3,000. $3,000. Cash.
No, then he can see the real shit.
Let me see the real shit. I want to see it. What if it's just tattoos of Tony's face?
Yeah. Why does your girl not want you to give your card out? What's going on?
Oh, she thought it was the credit card. That's hilarious. She thought you were actually a target. She's like, no!
Every time he's talking to the boys.
No, it's your turn to buy the meth this week.
I like it, dude. This is what the tattoo shop is. Pigment Tattoo and Laser Removal, Austin, Texas. George fucking Miller. This your shop?
I don't own it. I just work it.
Okay, so no. The answer is no.
Wow.
So,
I don't know. I just work it. Yeah.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, one more time for George Miller, guys. Yeah. Pigment Tattoo and Laser. Thank you, George. That's fine. George is a nice guy. He's a little uncomfortable. I'm not gonna let him tattoo me. That'd be fucking psychotic, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I am, right?
I'm going to give you a tattoo, Lewis, but I can only do it in 1 minute and 50 seconds. Weirdest Philly accent I've ever heard.
It's crazy.
I'm from Philadelphia.
Let's go.
Can you tattoo Lewis on me?
George.
No, you should.
George.
Will you tattoo a character of Lewis on me?
Yeah, if I can do it the right way, you know.
Aren't you two supposed to be helping your Uncle Dog the Bounty Hunter catch up?
Shit. All right, let's go. I want to go with this guy, Jonathan Hernandez. Put your hands together for Jonathan Hernandez.
Good
boy.
Good boy.
Why are there so many fucking darkies in this town? What's going on here? I didn't sign up for this, guys. This is a Nazi podcast. This isn't okay. Look at this guy. Ladies and gentlemen, clap it up. One more time for Jonathan.
Just pick it up. Just pick it up. Like it's a giant weirdo that you are. Pick it up. No, just grab it. Just turn it.
There we go. Take it out.
He's going to peck the microphone to death.
Look at you fucking weirdo.
Jonathan, where are you from?
I guess here.
You're from here. All right. So you wrote here you're going to challenge me to an arm wrestling match.
Yeah, I did write that.
I wrote that after you said you didn't have enough
people for this competition, so I just wanted to help you out.
You're helping me out.
Yes.
By your ass kicked in arm wrestling.
Yes.
By humiliating you, Luth.
You think he's gonna? Well, here, can I tell you what I can't do? I can't go. I am a righty. And I can't go righty because I have a wrist injury.
So
I'm a lefty. What does it matter? You fucking asshole jerk off. Are you a righty or a lefty?
I'm a righty, but if you can't go, if you're also a righty.
I'm also righty and I can't go righty. There's no difference. There's no difference. Is easily, you know, twice my size. This is a huge man
wrist. So you don't want to, like, take your right wrist and go for it or something like that?
No, I'm going to go with my left hand.
All right.
We're yeah, he's not lefty. He's alt-righty.
So, Jonathan, are you? Do you work out a lot?
Never.
No, I know. I'm kidding. But you're a strong guy. You're a bigger guy.
What do you weigh? Big guy, 360.
360?
Wow.
Which is 10 pounds less than when you guys asked me on when Leech the Skanks was here.
Okay, well, why should we talk to you about it? Why don't we put your fat on this paper and Leech the Skanks?
We don't have to go into it, but my wife pegged me. Let's go past
it. Oh, that's right. That would be nice. Yes. The fat Mexican's wife was pegging it.
You remember that.
Puerto Rican.
Yes, okay. Sorry, we're going to arm wrestle right now. Here we go. Let's, ladies and gentlemen, myself, Jonathan Hernandez. This is very talented. If he can come in, I'm training for a fight. I'm very strong. You guys obviously see my physique.
It's a left-handed over.
Left-handed. Yeah, don't work that far away.
Yo, Jonathan, over there. You go sit over there. Put your back to the people. Please.
All right. Jonathan, if you beat me, I mean, I think if you beat me handily right now in arm wrestling, this will probably put you directly in first place.
All right. Who wants to bet on Lewis? Make some noise. Who wants to bet on Times and make some noise?
Hey, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah.
Oh, this is depressing.
All right.
But Lewis, make some noise.
Like over the top.
Jonathan, make some noise.
Adversity. All right,
you guys ready? 3, 2, 1.
Oh, shit. Oh, wow. Okay.
Jonathan really did have me right there.
Literally a millimeter.
I saw he had no stamina. I looked him right in his eyes.
Everyone saw
it. And I saw it, and I was like, oh shit, dude, he's gonna gas arm wrestling.
That was quiet.
Oh yeah.
So I just waited for him to gas, and then I took the fuck over.
You
what a performance on my end. I got you. Right now, in this talent show, I am in first place.
Wow.
So, Jonathan, that was thank you for stepping up and fucking showing your time. You're a very strong guy.
Really? Thank you.
Can I compliment your power move?
Fuck you, Lewis.
Hey, listen. For those of you that didn't hear the boss, what a strong competitor, huh? Hey, what a strong guy. One of the strongest guys of all time. Give it up, bro. Hey, but you bet the wrong mistake.
See this? Because he had his enormous back to you all. But he picked up Lewis's drink and took a sip out of it in his face.
I really admired that.
Thank you, sir.
Well, you just couldn't finish him.
I'll tell you right now. I don't know where that wouldn't have counted.
No, you
I put my hand on that fucking table, doggy. Are you kidding me?
It's fair enough.
Doggy, no.
It would have been great had you beat him, but you didn't.
I'll tell you right now, here's what I like about you. Okay, you did take a sip of my drink, and I did see that. But this is what I try to instill in my fucking fan base. Just some real rude balls.
That's right.
Rude balls.
Thank you, Louis.
Have now.
Thank you for
taking that. Step the fuck up, take the initiative, ask for fucking forgiveness, not for permission. That's what I say, baby boy. And that's what you did. I appreciate it.
I swear to God, when you started to come back and I was looking at the whole thing, I swear to God, I thought he was going to break his fucking arm and it was just going to snap.
Dude, I really thought it was too.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen The Fly?
Yeah.
I thought that was about to happen.
Lewis said something gay too. He was just like,
you will not break me!
That was like from a movie and I was like, fuck! I don't want to see Lewis win anything! He said the most gayest thing. He was just like, not today, motherfucker!
I don't know what he said, but it was fucking horrific.
Well, if we learned anything, once again, is what Lewis said, which is ask for forgiveness, not permission. And that is chapter one of Lewis J. Gomez's Guide to Sex.
12 rules to have sex with any girl you want.
Jonathan, if you win the $100, because it wasn't very valiant effort, what do you do with that $100?
I don't know. I mean, it's just $100, probably just buy food for a couple of days.
For you,
yeah. 42 minutes.
Yeah. That's a 42 minute. All
right, ladies and gentlemen, one more time for Jonathan.
Yeah.
Kill Tony.
I mean, maybe, but maybe that's a better way to end.
You think so?
No, man, no, but wait, no, let's do your way. Let's do that one, do that.
All right, we're going to do one more, ladies and gentlemen. Are you ready for your final person that is performing for the talent show? Come on, it's over the talent show. This is the most fun we've ever had. Jeff. What a day, guys. Guys, go subscribe to guestdigitalnetwork.com. Use that promo code. Get a 7-day free trial. We're giving away a pair of all access passes to Skankfest South every week for the month of October.
Just saw Jonathan pull a towel out of his pocket and wipe his brow with it.
Yeah, Jonathan is fucking. He is sweating, boys.
I mean,
you know that you fucking, you're fat if you have like a handkerchief to wipe your sweat, like an old black comedian.
Jonathan.
Yeah, Jonathan wears a life. He has that.
That Puerto Rican is going to look good, damn it.
Jonathan, what did you eat today?
Cacio e pepe.
Thought you said ketchup and pepe. Did you guys hear ketchup and pepe?
Ketchup and pepper.
Those are his friends.
Hey, ketchup and pepe.
It's you, the pepe.
Hey, wait, Jonathan, can I ask you a fact guy question for while we're here? Do I need to try Raising Cane's?
Yes, in my opinion.
Okay, they are
watching skinny people going, yes, like this chick, she's like, yes, shut up, we're talking fat people right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, because there's Chick-fil-A, and like, man, you can taste the hatred. It's so dope.
Yep.
Yeah.
Perfect. It's perfect.
The Real Ass Podcast was edible.
You're gay, step forward, you're gay.
There he is.
You think you're gay? One, clap your hands. You're gay.
You're gay.
Should I grab his eyes again so they remember what he actually did?
I'm gay. Step forward. I'm gay. You think I'm gay? Ivan Ooze.
Yeah.
He's definitely in first place.
Oh, yeah.
He's in first place right now so far.
Easily.
All right, and now next up, we're going to go with the...
All right, guys, that's annoying. I'm sorry. I apologize. I know it sucks. It cut off. Either way, the winner by far, the audience loved the most, was Ivan, the guy who did the battle rapping. So the battle rapper who actually didn't freestyle. He ended up winning, and yeah, that was that. So he won $100. Congratulations to Ivan, and yeah, we'll see you next time here on the Real Ass Podcast. Peace.
That's all, folks.